Exalting God. This is from my bookmark that I got at the feast in Canada a few years ago. This is the last of seven that was reminders for us to, you know, think of during the feast. It simply says exalting God. Now, I haven't done all seven. I just happened to skip down to the bottom one. I think I've done three. This will be my third one. What is exalting God? Definition of exalt by Merriam-Webster is to raise someone or something to a higher level. To praise someone or something highly. To present something in a way that is very favorable or too favorable. The word exalt is in the Bible 128 times. God is exalted above all else. But how do we show that in our actions and make sure we do it in our own minds? For one thing, absolute obedience is required. We live in a society that likes to exalt our athletes, musicians, actors, politicians to levels they don't deserve. I'm not sure why you do it with politicians, but some people do. Did you know God exalts people? Turn to Joshua 3 and verse 7. Joshua 3, 7. And the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all of Israel, that they may know that, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you." And quoting from 1 Corinthians 14:2, "So David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, for his kingdom was highly exalted for the sake of his people Israel." I have 3 points in remembering to exalt God. Number one, we exalt God through obedience. Does it exalt God to decide when or how we will worship him? Or should it be on the days and the ways he said he wanted to be worshipped? How is it that we can comprehend and obey the rules of conduct in our business relationships, but think with God, it does not matter? I won't turn to them, but you can look them up. All the many verses that say we show our love toward God by keeping his commandments. Number two is we exalt our Father in heaven by praising him. I'm going to read a very moving psalm of praise to God. It's Psalm 148. You don't need to turn there. But it says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all of his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind, fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. And he was exalted, the horn, which means strength or dominion, of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. Number three says, it does not exalt God to exalt ourselves. Matthew 23:12, it says, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. We have a prime example of self-exaltation in Isaiah. If you'll turn to Isaiah 14, 14:11, read 11 through 15. Your pomp has brought you down to Sheol, and the sound of your stringed instruments. The maggot is spread under you, and worms cover you. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you should be brought down to Sheol, the lowest depths of the pit. So like everything, Satan seems to be the first to sin, to exalt himself over God. And the end result of this self-exaltation was a rude awakening. We have to first be humble and worship God as he wants us to. We have to praise him for all he does for us. We need to let God do the exalting and not take it upon ourselves. One final scripture, if you'll turn to Isaiah 2:11. Isaiah 2:11. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day.